Okay, I'm going to start roll call. So whoever, Janine can run away. All right. This is
what is today?
Today is October the 11th, 2020. This is the Pacific National Board Programming Committee. I'm going to start roll call. This is Nancy Tyburn, and I told me the chair from KPFA, Shira Dedman. Shira, I did not hear you. Janine Etter.
Here.
Janine is here. Thank you, Janine. Sabrina Jacobs. Oh, she said she could not come. From KPFK, Michael Atkins. Michael, I do not hear you. Thank you, Janine. You can run to whatever you have to do. Thank you. Oscar Leova.
Yeah, present.
Oscar is present. Okay. Paulina Vasiliev. Paulina, I do not hear you. Okay. WBAI, Jack Devine.
I'm here.
Jack is present. Thank you. Sharon Salam.
I'm here.
Sharon is present. Ralph Pointner. Ralph, I cannot hear you. KPFT, Wally James.
Here.
Wally is present. Nancy Sabar and I told me I'm present. Sanford Weinman. Sandy, I did not hear you. Okay, from WPFW, Lucille Perez. Lucille? She was here. Lucille, are you muted? Because I don't hear you. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke.
I'm here, present.
Thomas is present. Okay, Heather said she could not make it. We seem to have lost Lucille. Let me see if I can call her. Don't know what happened. No, I better not. I'm recording with the other phone. Can somebody call Lucille? Thomas, do you have her telephone number? Do y'all have her telephone number?
Let me look.
Let me see. What happened? We need one more. One more. We need one more for one. I left a message with Shira, but her voicemail box was full. It would not take any more messages. Sandy. Maybe I can call Sandy.
Hello, I'm sorry. It's Lucille.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're back. Okay, Lucille Perez from WPFW.
Yes. I'm here.
Lucille is present. Okay, we have made quorum. Thank you, everybody. Great teamwork. Okay. Now everybody has to turn into a pumpkin and run away like Cinderella. Y'all can go, but thank you that we made quorum. That was good. Okay. I made a temporary draft agenda. Does somebody have something more, important that you would like to put on the agenda today? Because I'm open for something. Anything that you want to do? No? Okay. Tell me later on if you do that. It's 1:22 Central Time, so that means 2:22 Eastern. Okay. We did roll call. Now, was anybody able to check the August 9th or August 28th minutes and I think September 13th minutes? Would you like to move to approve them? And also, if you don't feel like approving them, we can delay to approve them at the next meeting. But they have been sent out many times, and that we can also choose to approve them and amend later, because we can do that as soon as possible if you see some mistakes. And when I write it into the kpfdx.org archives, then, it would be good to go for the next generation. Does anybody want to
approve the minutes? Are you motioning?
I so move that the minutes of the last three meetings be accepted as written right now.
I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And if you find some mistake, I'm welcome to whatever it is. I like details that are correct. So we can always amend later. All right, these are approved. Hearing no objection.
Nancy, real quick, the agenda for this meeting, you said something...
Yes. Yes, I sent...
Recently. Today.
So today. Let me see if I can resend it.
All right, I'll... Okay. Oh, I see it now.
Oh, you do? I don't. I'm looking for it. See where to go. No?
34 today.
I have it, Nancy. Do you want me to send it to anyone? I can send it, resend it to the group.
Okay, let's see.
I got it at 1:34 today.
Thank you.
Although it says draft agenda September 27th, so that's the same meeting. That's today's meeting.
Well, I sent another one after that. Let's see. I think I did. Did anybody see the ones with motions on them? Okay, maybe it's in my draft box. No, it's not. So I did send it. Okay, let me see.
No, it's here. It's here. Motion for communication
okay.
among all staff.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's there.
This is the one that Paulina had brought up, and a lot of others contributed from WPFW and from Sabrina was saying what they have two separate listservs for the paid staff and for the unpaid staff. Paid programmers and unpaid programmers are separate. So I was thinking, you know, how can we draft this thing? And so this is what I put. Are y'all able to read it? Motion for communication among all staff. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB to recommend to the IED and ED to recommend to the PNB to recommend to the GMs, IGMs, PDs, IPDs. So to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers and staff. For all programmers and staff to communicate, should be to communicate, not can communicate, among each other, and that a station's resources be used inclusively with all programmers and staff, paid or unpaid. Now, anybody good in wordsmithing, make this a little bit succinct. We'll spend a little bit of time to do that. Anybody have some suggestions? And if something's left out, additions?
Sharon, Shalom here.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, before you talk about the programmers, I would like to say programmers to communicate with programmers and the PD to include that so that they are not only communicating with themselves, but they have a conversation with the PDs as well, because a lot of the problems that the programmers are having their relationship with the PD, a lack of relationship with the PD. And many PDs just do a number of things without including them in the process.
Okay, let's see. To recommend to this, to the... Okay. I'm going to get rid of my typos. To create and maintain a listserv for all programmers and staff
maybe it could be can you communicate among each other and with management
with each other and with management. Is that a good word? Is that okay with you, Sharon, instead of IPD or an IGM or management?
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone agrees with that.
I think management also includes, like, the development director or the, engineer.
Well, opinion, management would include everyone who is at a management level.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's fine.
While you were talking, in according to a conversation that I have with a few people, both from the Spanish programming and also from night shift, I just realized something. People can consider and also either add or reject the idea. On my personal experience, I mean, I've been a programmer, a volunteer programmer for almost 6 or 7 years. During this time, I have never met the program director in any other in any other place or time, rather than when I had, I mean, my show is at night, at 10:30 at night, but if I have to say, if somebody were to ask, do you know, other than you going to the program director, as the program director ever going up to you, only thought it occurred to me that, you know, like whoever, I mean, the main thing on every endeavor is to know your your product, and to know on the possibilities who are doing that product, on the product. And
wait! I could not. The words were breaking up at the end.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah. Say that sentence a little bit slower, and the last sentence. So it's impossible, or something you said to about the program director. I could not hear that, Oscar. I'm sorry. I should have stopped you earlier. Oscar? Oh dear. I think we lost him. Where was he going with that? That he has not seen the program director except Oscar. Are you there? Except at night. Is that what he said?
Well, I think what he was saying is. Oh, sorry. Are you back on?
Oh, I think we lost Oscar, and he was. I hope he
Nancy,
realized.
Nancy, this is Thomas to the set.
Go ahead.
Well, from the top, the PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to recommend to the IED NED. You might say something like, and from there, to recommend to all network and affiliate, you know, either that list of GMs or just all network and affiliate management. To create and mend.
This is Oscar back. Oscar back.
Okay.
I want to finish if we can entertain and
go ahead.
My phone.
Yeah, we could not hear your.
Yeah, will be exactly. Will be a novel idea to at some point or at least one every cycle particular time to have a program director to see how a show. Well, actually, how all shows are made. You know, you can figure out well if there are so many shows that he can see the shows during, you know, his regular time on, 9 to 5. But what if will be not a good idea for him to show up at night, or even, you know, even worse. I mean, if you have somebody at on the graveyard shift. But that way, I'm wondering if that will make the PDs in, you know, in general management know exactly what are the how shows are made and what are the relevant data from that. Because again, one of the main problems, as always, is most of the times management doesn't know what programmers are doing unless you know they should be sending. Besides, at some point.
Okay, so Oscar, what you're saying? Can I clarify a question? What you're saying is that you feel the program director has no way to really actually see what is going on, and so should be present during the control room or to watch the engineer.
Let's say at least one. If you want to be part of the process. On solutions and problem solving and problem finding, why not for one night I don't know a month, can you go and check out how 2 or 3 shows are being done, especially if they're done live, or thinking that at some point we're gonna go back to some kind of normalcy, but it would be interesting for them to know, because if you recall some of our management. May or may not be actual programmers or know the process involved.
Okay, so you want the PD to be able to see in the process of the actual show being made at least once in a while, right? So he knows what's going on with the show, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, kind of public,
okay.
But yes.
Okay, I think this is a very good idea, but right now we're trying to make get a motion about a listserv where all the programmers can talk among each other and talk to the PD and the GMs all on one listserv, because the way it is at KPFA and at KPFK, they're segregated. It's the paid staff on one listserv and the staff volunteer staff on another, or maybe not at all. And at other stations, I'm not sure how they're doing, but that's station resources being used to segregate, and that's against the principle of our mission. So that's what I base my motion on. Are you able to see it? And I think this part about PD being able to see, this is real important. And I never imagined this problem. I'm glad you brought it up, Oscar. But can we stick to this listserv?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I apologize. I think I went out of order.
Okay, I'm glad you brought it up. Does anybody look and see something else that can be corrected on this that we have here?
Nancy?
Okay.
Can I just hop in real quick? It's a personal thing. I have to hop off, but I support this motion. Can I just
Thomas,
have my vote
okay?
in favor, even though I have to leave?
Yeah, Thomas, is it okay? We take Jack first.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
It was just
okay,
that.
Go
just,
for it.
I support this motion. I have to hop off the call, but I just want to know I support it. So I vote in favor if the motion goes to the table. Is that
okay,
fair?
Okay, all right. I'll take his vote first, everybody. Jack's vote is yes. Any
sure.
objections? Okay. Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, everybody. Sorry I have to hop off.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I would recommend you mention network and affiliate before the list of GMs, and then after the words all programmers, in parentheses, you go ahead and spell out paid and voluntary, and then followed by and staff to communicate with each other. So make sure it's clear that all programmers, paid and voluntary, should be included in this, enhanced communication. Okay. I wanted to speak briefly to Oscar's point. I'm not sure it's germane to this motion, but it sounds like you have a complaint with the program director who isn't somehow doing his job, although it sounds also like they're leaving you alone, right? Because you've got a graveyard shift, you've got a late show. No one, whether they hear it or not, they're never at the station. Correct?
That's pretty much the gist of it. And yeah, I do agree that my comment was not pertain to the general discussion. But in the other hand, I of course completely support the same thing. But yeah, I mean it just kind of makes sense, or at least on my part. The idea that the program director should at least have an idea, and actually it's a complaint. Or we have been having a program director evaluation and on KPFK, and that seems always up.
Really, really garbled. Who's talking? Who just talked? Who just spoke?
I was sounding like Oscar.
Yeah, that probably will be me.
Okay.
Are you in
the
car, Oscar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you say, Oscar, what you just said? Like the last two sentences. It was like... we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, the last sentences, it will be, pretty much... regarding the comment I made before I made a motion or something serious, my experience that in pretty much almost 8 years working as a volunteer on the late shift, I have never met any of the, I have like three program directors. I have never met them. If I have been trying to have any kind of a input to them, I need to wait until we go to the 9 to 5, where they are at the office. And I'm wondering, at some point, who knows what to do in, the relationship, the close relationship, just coming back to the idea of, let's know each other.
Okay. All right.
Now, Sharon, to this.
Okay, I'm going to send the draft. Sharon, is your thing about correcting this motion? Sharon?
No, I was thinking that maybe what we should do
go ahead
with this particular motion and then come up with another one to address this specific issue, because it's probably an issue that is throughout the whole network of stations where we have this, where our GMs and others are not meeting on a rotating basis with different staffs to help them develop program and whatever they need to do. They're just, you know, doing it on their own without any intake or communication from those people who are actually doing it.
That sounds fine.
I just changed it, and I'm going to send it now to everybody. Let's see, where's the way to send it? Okay, well, where is it? Okay, there it is. Okay, I just sent it. Okay, and what I sent was motion for communication among all staff. The PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to recommend to the IED or ED to recommend to the GMs, IGMs, PDs, and IPDs to create. Oh, okay, it's gone. Where did it go? Let's see. I'm sorry. To create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and staff. Oh, too many ands. To be able to communicate with each other and with management as a station's as the station resources should be used inclusively without segregation and in keeping with the Pacifica mission, or I should say thus in keeping with the Pacifica mission. I put a little emotion in there, maybe not so good, but anyway, somebody say something. Let's see.
Nancy, Thomas.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Thomas and then Sharon.
Well, somewhere in there you could put both the network, and we even recommend this to affiliates, but, you know, we don't have the power to. But, you know, it should be network-wide.
Oh, okay. This I was not prepared for, because I thought that.
I'm not saying a Berkeley programmer should be able to talk to BAI programmer. That's not what I'm talking about. That would be, but within their own stations and
okay.
Network
right,
listservs, if that's
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. To do a network-wide listserv, it was sort of briefly explored on the last meeting, and then Paulina suggested a forum. And I did read around two or three different sites online about a forum where they can talk with each other and they can just listen and read and not even say anything, so they can see what other people are saying. And I was thinking about a whole network-wide, all five stations, although that I need more input from the programmers that are on this committee, because maybe they don't want that, or maybe they would want that. I would think if
well,
they
Nancy,
don't,
we
they,
just heard from Oscar that some stations – they're at such a low level of communication, programmers have never met the program director, for example.
Oh, that's
I can assure you, our program director hasn't had a programmers meeting in, I don't know, years, as far as I know. You know,
yes,
it's a problem. We need to start encouraging, you know, within each network station, democratic communication, or at least as democratic as possible. But a forum as a way to talk across the network is absolutely a good idea as well. But I think they're separate, we should see them as separate at this point.
Yeah, later.
Okay.
I did see one site that was free. And anyway, there needs to be some rules, you know, like don't use it to sell your Tupperware and all kinds of things like that, and be respectful. Okay, I just sent, did everybody get it? I reworded it again. The PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to recommend to the IED or ED to recommend to the GMs, IGMs, PDs, IPDs to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and staff. Oh, dear, too many ands. Paid and volunteer and staff to be able to communicate with each other and with management as the station resources should be used inclusively without segregation. Okay, instead of and, how about thus in keeping with the Pacifica mission? It was a little bit emotional at the end. What do y'all think? Not necessary or just adds to support it? I'm open. Anybody? Anybody want
to
comment?
About in order to adhere to the Pacifica mission.
Okay. Okay. In order to add, H-E-R-E, here. To, in order to adhere to the Pacific Commission. Okay, I'm going to send this now. All right, I'm sending another one. I should have put some kind of color code on it. I'm sorry. Are you able to get that? Now, look, there's also the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. And, yeah, we have a very good chance to pass things into the bylaw, new bylaw amendment process, adding some good things, like there has to be a staff meeting at least twice a year, at least three times a year, or, you know, something like that. And it needs to be on a weekday and on a weekend, so people who work on weekends can come to the weekday and people will get, you know, back and forth. We can do all kinds of things. Just think and create, and let's make it a better place to work and produce and create. And also, as a result of the Fight Back Town Hall meeting, I don't know if you knew about it. It was supposed to be sent to all the members, Pacifica Fight Back. It's a political group. I'm a member of it, and we meet, and we did a town hall meeting. And one person who joined, it was, 86 people were on that thing at
What's
first.
What's this called?
And then, Pacifica Fight Back. This is a political group, and we are trying to keep the democratic process with boards, with representation from, STB voting. So we have, you know, people from the minority, people from the majority, ethnic. Anyway, we have some wide, diverse system instead of just a top-down corporatized system, which is being promoted by the, I can't remember their name, New Day Pacifica. Okay, so one person, we had this town hall meeting a week ago, and one person from California said, "Why don't you do every show on YouTube?" I said, "Well, not everybody wants to have their face on YouTube, but that's a way that young people love visual. They love YouTube, and that's way a program director who doesn't have time, or a GM who doesn't have time, can see very easily the night shows by looking at YouTube. And if they don't want their face, the programmers are shy, because some of them are, they don't want to be seen, they can show pictures or create whatever they want to do, or show some kind of virtual whatever, island in the Pacific or something. So the YouTube idea is a good idea that we should be thinking, because we need to go press forward multimedia, and we don't have a lot of money, but we can create in a cheap way. And we have a Pacifica Foundation TV station now that we can post our programs, actually, or specials or town hall meetings, almost anything. It's just started, that TV station that we have, YouTube TV channel. I hope y'all know about it. It's got a few things on. Yeah. So we build it up and become more visual. And that's a way. This problem of programmers not even knowing what the manager's face looks like or the program director's face, because they have a show like 2 a.m. in the morning, and the management is asleep in bed. So I understand. But, you know, we could make a bylaw amendment to say that they have to have a staff meeting, a virtual meeting at least, you know, so many times a year. It's up to the programmers on this call to you know, if you don't want to say it on the stream, send some of us an email, you know, privately, or text privately. What do you think is the best? Because we went at KPFD 6 straight years without a staff meeting. I kid you not. That's too long. Way too long. And so a lot of problems build up because I'm not having any communication with management. So I you know, so let's put this in a draft form, and if it concerns programming, so we can submit it to the PNB, and the PNB can decide to take it up. Six directors take up something, and they can make it in a bylaw amendment. But before the meanwhile, it can be made into a resolution, and the resolution will have legal stance. But a bylaw amendment is something that a general manager cannot put their nose up to. I mean, they have to follow it. They cannot just ignore it if it's a bylaw amendment. That has more strength. It just takes a little time, the process, you know, after the PNB gets their PNB bylaw amendment things together, then they vote on it, then the record date is set, and from the next minute, it has to be on the air, announced for 30 days on every station, and then the PNB and LSB can vote on it. And three stations out of five LSBs pass it, and it becomes bylaw. So, and then at the LSB level, you could actually make a bylaw amendment. If two stations, LSBs, pass a bylaw amendment proposal and send it to the PNB, then the PNB doesn't have any work to do. It's already been written up in Wordsmith, and they can decide to accept it, or they might polish it a little bit. Then they can vote on it, and then it goes through the process of becoming the law. I just want to let y'all know, and I'm on the governance committee, so I'm open to anything, but we can get some things done here. Oh, this is wonderful, Oscar. I'm glad you brought this up.
Nancy, question?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, has this motion been, you've spoken to it. Has it been seconded? If not, I will second it.
Okay.
But I'd also like to hear the last version of it read aloud.
Okay. I'm going to read it aloud. I hope everybody got it. Motion for communication among all staff. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB to recommend to the IED and ED to recommend to the GMs, IGMs, PDs, IPDs to create and maintain a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and staff to be able to communicate with each other and with management. Is that funny? Should I have said paid and volunteer and management? Somebody tell me. Do you think I'm repeating staff and management twice? A listserv for all programmers.
Lead it and paid. Keep moving.
Okay. Paid and volunteer and staff to be able to communicate with each other and with management, as a station's resources should be used inclusively, without segregation, and in keeping with the Pacifica mission. I'm okay with this, except that part where I said staff and management. Maybe just somebody look at that. Do you think we can just cut down and put management where the staff is, take staff out, and put a listserv for all programmers, paid and volunteer, and management to be able to communicate with each other, and then as a station's resources should be used inclusively. How does that sound? I cut out the with management.
That sounds fine.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay. I will do one more time. I'll take out staff and put management. Okay, we're about to get one motion done. Management to be able to communicate with each other, and I erase all that. To be able to communicate with each other as a station, researchers should be used inclusively, without segregation, and in keeping with the Pacifica mission. Okay. I'm going to send this out. Take one last look at it.
So you got rid of the word staff and replaced it with management?
Yes. And I just sent it to you, everybody.
You got rid of with and with management after each other?
Yes. So it says,
Nancy.
Let's see, to create, yes, Shaw, was that, is that?
This is, no, this is Lucille, and I have to get off, but I want to vote yes for this motion.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lucille. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Lucille. Okay, so here it is. Communicate with each other and with management as a station, resources should be used inclusively, without segregation, and in keeping with the Pacifica mission. Is anybody okay with this? Are there any objections or any polishing up? Hearing none.
We're okay.
Okay. And Lucille and Jack also, they voted ahead. Okay, we'll include them. Okay. Next, now, we're having a problem getting input from the programmers. You know, I sent to all the boards, and I said, please tell other programmers about it, what their opinions are to get input. And I didn't get anything. We didn't get anything unless any of you got something. So we need to find a way to get improvements. So I think once we get this listserv started at each station, and then we start working on a forum, like from now, we work on a forum so that they can all communicate or not communicate, but they can actually see, if they're interested, how their other fellow programmers are thinking. Then we can send them things, you know, and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And they can talk among themselves. So we get communication going. That's real important. Right? And then, let's see, what's on the list here? Okay. National Programmers Bill of Rights. And WPFW worked on this. They put a foot in the door, and they had kind of a three-month process before a show could get cut. And I think that's better than just arbitrary decision by management. And so if we can get this polished up, we could even put this in as a resolution for in the meanwhile. And then maybe if it's really good, we just put it into the bylaws. That will give programmers for the first time some protection from losing their show arbitrarily just because somebody got angry or unknown reason. Just boom, they're out. And then we need to add, I did not put there, but the process of improving. There needs to be evidence that the programming committee gave some suggestions or management gave some suggestions or some work was done to help a show before it gets axed. That needs to be there. I think we can on our own, if we put our head to it and pretend we just lost our show, you know, and then the programmers that are in this committee, I'm sure maybe some of them have that in their history. I know Scooter Sherrill at KPFT said he was knocked off seven shows ended. He was on 7 or 11, I can't remember. So he has a lot of experience with that. That's what we need. We need to put protection. Then guess what? It'll help the whole everything, because the programmers, they're fearful of board members. I don't know why, but anyway, we don't have a good communication. We have had a Berlin Wall for a long time. Even in KPFD's history, we had a standing rule that listener board members could not speak to a staff board member. I mean, we actually had that kind of rule until 2015. We changed it, you know. So we have to go through the PD to talk to each other, and that's kind of
Thomas to the stack.
Yes, Thomas.
Well, I was going to say, since I found those this programmer Bill of Rights, but came to realize that, of course, it was an unfinished document.
Yes.
It was a draft.
Yes.
I'd like to volunteer to continue to work on it, and I need to say this: I sent this to our manager at PFW. Because, you know, based on my research, he had been confronted with it back in as early as 2017. Apparently, the LSB here did not press it, and it's been allowed to linger. But when I recently asked the general manager, it's been 2 months now. I sent a series of questions that included, the status of this programmer Bill of Rights and the grievance procedure. And before he answered it, he got, and this is supposed to be sort of on the down low, but he's quite sick, although he is recovering. So he's been sort of unavailable, and there's an acting general manager right now. It's just everything's on hold. But I'd like to, work on moving this draft further along. Anyway,
oh,
if anyone else wants to help, yeah.
We all need to. And Thomas, you're a listener.
Sharon to the list.
Yes, and Sharon is a listener. We need the programmer's input, even secretly, even, you know, don't do it on the stream. Okay, Sharon, your turn. Go ahead.
Well, it sounds like what you're talking about is an evaluation process for people who are working at the station that's to be done by the PD. So maybe a PD or whoever it is. So maybe we should try to mention it in that way, because a process should be in place so that people are evaluated so that they have time to improve. If you've been working at a station for 2 or 3 years or 13 years or whatever the time might be, and someone comes up to you and says, well, you have 3 months to do X, Y, Z, then that is a lack of leadership from the people above. There should be a process to make aware of the negatives and positives related to your show and offer certain types of meaningful improvement.
Sharon,
can you tear it out?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you though.
Hi, this is Oscar with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
I'm sorry, and it's completely not related, but I think to the point you were talking about, but just kind of like an actual reinforcement right now to the motion that we have about people out on the street, you know, Pacific on the street. I just came to downtown LA right now, and I didn't know that there would be a really, really nice march event going, you know, across the Broadway street on downtown LA, and I didn't see any information anywhere. So again, this is kind of like a reinforcement of the need. At this point, I could be calling my radio station, okay, reporting from downtown Los Angeles, a really nice gathering of people protesting for all kinds of things. You might see here in the background, you know, a caravan. And this is something that is could be reinforced, the work that we do out on the street. So, again, I'm sorry that was an interruption on the talk before, but I thought it was important to reinforce the need that we need to get that Pacifica out on the street.
Oscar, do you think you could...
Let me just say...
Yes. Okay.
You know,
go ahead, Sharon. Yeah, you were interrupted.
As important as that was, I thought we were talking about how to... the workers at the program, others at WBAI, have a right... For 3 months, in my opinion, their deficiencies or lack of preparedness for their program, so that they'll know what they can do to improve. It's very difficult to improve in 3 months, in my opinion.
That's why I said
we need to really talk about an evaluation process for the. At the station,
you're breaking up. Evaluation process
months.
For the show.
Yeah,
you're talking about
a programmer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So those programmers, paid and unpaid, will have a sense of what they need to do to get their shows in order long before 3 months, because 3 months is a very short time to make a complete turnaround.
Yes. Now, the evaluation is supposed to be being done by the program director. Supposed to. Yeah. Okay.
Well, a lot of times this is not done, because I know at DAI, it's been years that we have not even had an evaluation of the program director. Okay. Of PD, we have evaluations, and I'm sure our station is not the only one.
Okay. Sharon, just a moment. Let me get on the stack. Oscar, are you still there? Oscar?
Yes, I am on mute because I am in the middle of this caravan process. But yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Oscar, I want to make just a suggestion that you find out what it is and get some facts down and call KPFK and ask whoever picks up the phone to let you do a breaking news if you think it's that important to do. I think you should do that and ask and see what happens. They know you, right? They know you are a programmer. If not, tell
them. This is the funny thing. They may or may not, depending on the person at the board, either he knows me or he doesn't know me. That's one of the main important things of all the work that we need to do on trying to get all together.
Okay, why don't you try? I suggest you try and see what happens. If the person, you may be lucky and somebody knows you and trusts your integrity as a programmer and let you announce it, but find out some information. I think you should do that. It sounds exciting, whatever it is. People on the streets in LA.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a really interesting. I'm going to send some shots to you guys, and I'll try that, and I'll share my experience regarding that.
Okay. Break a leg. All right, let's see. The next item was Pacifica in the Streets, you know, and I had written a draft motion.
And you're trying to do your scheduled show. It's very difficult for you to be interrupted by someone who is coming on with what they think is breaking news, and it might be breaking news that they might want to put aside their show development for, and it might not be.
Yes, that has to be, okay. The motion I put, now this is just a draft motion. We can take another week or so to work on it, but it says our committee recommends to the PMB to recommend to the ED or IED to recommend to the GMs or IGMs, PDs, IPDs to ask programmers on a volunteer basis. Oh, boy, a lot of typos here. To organize a deputized breaking news team with agreed to checks or checking system and training to be allowed 1 or 2 minutes breaking news with a list of the team in the hands of the engineer. That way, that's so far what Oscar has come up with that I understand. We could make it, he's sending us pictures now, y'all. let's see. This is what, and then Oscar did say at, I think, the last meeting that other programmers that he spoke to were welcoming a breaking news team that would take responsibility for checking something out and reporting. And so there was no, well, he did not get any objection. I don't know if it needs to be on a more widespread, we have to come up with creating a good policy or, but I would think that anybody's got a public affairs show, and even a music show should be able to tell the team. That's why if they have a communication line open where they can talk to each other, then they can communicate easier and breaking news can come on the air. We rarely have breaking news in KPFT, and even if you're call in the breaking news. Like I called in, I told him, hey, Parkland High School is being, you know, there's a shooting going on. I'm watching this in a TV in a tire shop. And they were, oh, we don't know. And they didn't know what to do with it, you know. And then I called it late at night. I said, oh, I'm listening to Coast radio show. And they said that there's a shooter in a hotel in Nevada that's shooting as we speak. And do you want to check it out and announce it? So I just gave it to the Jason who was doing a metal show. We don't have a procedure or a team to even check out or be, have some integrity and have some trust that the program director or general manager are happy with, you know, that these people are not going to make up something stupid, you know, they're with integrity, these programmers. So, yeah, anyway, I hope Oscar does well. He sent us 3 images. See, this is already, are we ready to pass
what
this?
You have.
It's just
which one are we ready to pass?
This is on B, Pacifica in the Streets. All right. No, no, we're not ready to pass. I'm not sure. See, I just
we're not ready to pass.
No, I want the Pacifica committee the to look at it. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Now, and one other thing in the street. Street might be more willing to have people come on, have this team of people who are authorized around reporting on news and other things that are happening. But there also needs to be a way that people who are having these events can get their information to Pacifica in advance, so that they can be a part of it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if they know it, like
yes.
He walked upon it. If he knew about it in advance, then something could have happened.
Yes, that's very good. We're not well known. We need to rebrand ourselves. Maybe have what do you do? The press has an armband, KPFK or WBAR or KPFK, you know, armband. But some kind of news number should be on there too. Yes.
She won't be
so wrong.
One point, she won't be able to get in.
Okay, I'm having a lot of static. Can y'all mute when you're not talking? Mute, please. When you're not talking, mute, please. When you're not talking, mute. Okay, let's see. Well, I guess you can't hear me. Let's see. Recommends to the PMB. Black programmers. Oh, I see. On. On. Okay. I don't think we're going to get this done. And it's after 2 o'clock. So shall we just work on this, and I'll make another meeting in 2 weeks? Is that okay? Let me see. Let me check the
That sounds much better.
Yeah, we need more process. Okay. Today is the 11th, so 25th. Sunday the 25th is the fourth Sunday of the month. KPSK has an outreach committee. Can somebody please mute if you're not talking? Mute! Okay. I don't know if that's off first or wrong. I don't know. Is the 25th all right with everybody? The last Sunday of this month? That's in 2 weeks. Hello? Is there a conference about...
donde aún en medio de esta pandemia, pues sigue existiendo la necesidad, la exigencia de una reforma migratoria, de que se respeten nuestros derechos como inmigrantes. Es importante no dejar el dedo de reclón, aún aunque estamos en tiempo de elecciones. Definitivamente debería de ser una de las exigencias hacia los candidatos, especialmente hacia el candidato demócrata, sabiendo que Trump definitivamente no está de nuestra parte.
Oscar, you're talking to the committee.
Sigue tratando de ofrecer y exigir regularización
okay,
a los grandes millones de documentados. Es importante que estos reclamos
Oscar, you're not talking to KPFK. This is a programming committee.
Especialmente en esta temporada de elecciones.
Oscar, you gotta call KPFK. This is a programming committee. You're talking to. Hello? Oscar? I think he thinks he's talking to the station. Okay, so is no objection. KPF. Okay, 25th. Is there any objection to 25th to the next meeting? Okay, so we will meet on the 25th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Sus derechos.
Hello? Anybody have a motion? Okay, a motion is done. All right. So thank you, everybody. See you the 26th.
Okay.
And so we will continue on email. Let's try to continue. Bye-bye.
Thank you.